You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
It's Laneway Monday.
It is.
Exciting.
It is.
Exciting. Yeah, I'm so excited.
So you've got a special for us.
Yeah.
Instead of one artist, you've
got... like five or six.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
cool.
Just going to profile some of the acts that are going to be playing today, just to get you in the mood, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, get some extra
information. And, yeah, just who they are, you know.
Cool.
So we're going to start off, We're going to start off with a band from Chicago. They're called Whitney. And they're very new. They only formed a couple of years ago, actually. Oh. But they've already released a critically acclaimed album, last year's Light Upon the Lake, which appeared in a lot of Best Albums of the Year lists. They're a seven-piece band, and they're led by singing drummer Julian Ehrlich. I love a singing drummer.
Yeah.
who doesn't? Yeah. And
I would describe
I would describe their sound as very much kind of roots rock, kind of swamp rock. Kind of in the style of the band and that kind of thing. So it's definitely a throwback to the sort of late 60s, early 70s sort of country rock vibe. But it's probably more melodic, perhaps due to Ehrlich's quite high falsetto voice, which is a strong feature of their music. Mm. And they'll be playing today at the Thunderdome at 3:15 this afternoon. So we're just going to get straight into the music.
Yeah.
We're going to play a track from their debut album, Light Upon the Lake. And this is a really good example of their rootsy kind of American sound. I describe this style of music as troubadour music, if you can work that one out. It's very earthy, I think, if that makes sense. Very kind of, you know, wintry but summery at the same time. I'm using all these adjectives, as you can tell, to describe the music.
Leafy, tree.
Leafy, yeah.
Tree-like.
Yeah. So this track's called No Matter Where We Go.
Lichen.
Whitney, yeah, really good.
You're right. Just telling me something interesting, though.
I did. So Julian Ehrlich, he used to be the drummer for Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And great. Now he's in Chicago well, he is American native. I think they're probably, he's from Chicago as well. So, yeah, he went on to form Whitney.
Cool.
So, yeah, good on him. All right, moving straight along. The next act we're profiling is another American band. They hail from Virginia, and this is Car Seat Headrest. And this is the project of singer Will Toledo. And this started as a solo project for him. He used to release albums on Bandcamp that he used to record in his bedroom. And, in fact, the first four albums he released in 1 year alone in 2010. And he then expanded the lineup and now it's a full band. And the name Car Seat Headrest is actually about how he used to record the vocals for his early albums in his car in order to get privacy.
Oh, headrest.
Hence the name Car Seat Headrest.
Aww.
Yeah, nice play on words there. In terms of the style, the band play kind of this indie rock, but very, very introspective and moody lyrics, and often with quite a lo-fi bedroom production sound. And they're very much influenced by both 70s classic rock and also 90s alt-rock, which you'll hear definitely in the music. And their most recent album, Teens of Denial, is another record that was met with great reviews and appeared on a lot of Best of the Year lists as well last year. They're appearing at the Fountain Stage at 3:45, and the track we're going to play off the album is called Destroyed by Hippie Powers, one of the great titles of last year, I reckon. And yeah, this has got a real strong kind of aggressive guitar, sort of 90s, 70s sound to it. It's really good.
Do you reckon anyone's going to swim in the fountain?
I reckon so, but even though you're not supposed to.
Why would you let it show me how good? For a smile to
podcast, Eat Headrest.
Yeah, catch them at the fountain stage at 3:45.
At the laneway.
But don't go in the fountain. Yep.
Yeah, go in the fountain.
Very important.
don't tell people how to party.
I'm just, you know,
party in the fountain, guys.
Responsible and safe festival going.
Kicked out.
Anyway, the next act we're profiling is Glass Animals. And these guys are from Oxford in the UK. And they pretty much formed at boarding school in Oxford. They've been together since 2012 and have already released two albums, including last year's very successful How to Be a Human Being, which caught the attention of a lot of people. They're a very quirky group, quite a quirky indie pop sort of sound and stage setup, which I think will appeal to people when they play later on today. And a lot of their songs are quite anthemic and easy to sing along to, so great for crowd interaction.
I'd like to know how to be a human.
Oh, I'm sure we all would. And despite being a newish group, they already have developed a very strong reputation on the festival circuit internationally. They played Glastonbury, Coachella, Lollapalooza, and all the big festivals. So they're coming here with plenty of experience playing festivals, so this will not be a new thing for them. With that, I'd just like to say we're so very lucky to have a lot of these great acts coming down here because, these people, a lot of them are very renowned on the sort of concert and festival circuit overseas and are putting on great shows. So, yeah, we're very, very privileged, I think, to have them down here.
I can't wait to see them.
So they'll be playing at the Rotunda stage at 7:30, and we're going to play a track from last year's album, How to Be a Human Being. It's a really catchy poppy tune, this, which is the opening track of the album. This is called Life Itself.
That was Glass Animals with Life Itself, part of the Laneway's anniversary album special with Sam Smith. We'll be back soon after this.
Roll up your mat and bring your best downward facing dog for an invigorating free session of sunrise yoga at Queen's Wharf. All summer long, you can get your Wednesday off to a limber start. No matter your experience level, you can stretch your way to a moment of zen on the waterfront. Sunrise yoga at Queen's Wharf, this Wednesday morning at 7 sharp. BYO yoga mat and visit queens-wharf.co.nz to find out all the details. Brought to you by Panuka Development Auckland and We Are New Zealand.
If you've ever considered plunging headfirst into a career as a dive instructor, now is the time to get wet. The Diploma in Professional Scuba Instruction at Dive HQ West Haven will have you flip it up and in full-on Scuba Steve mode. You'll be learning in some of the world's most pristine underwater environments. And this one-year course gets you a PADI and NZQA certified qualification that you can take around the world. If that sounds like a bit of you, go to divehqwesthaven.co.nz and enroll now.
If you're in the business of fashionista-fying yourself, Recycle Boutique has the duds to get you looking styling no matter the season. With three convenient locations, they've got you sorted for formal wears, casual streetwear, imported American vintage, and all the designer brands you thirst after. Plus, you can clear out your closet, and Recycle Boutique will sell your glad rags on your behalf, freshening up your wardrobe and earning you a bit of ding on the side. Recycle Boutique, Newmarket, in the CBD, Takapuna, and online at recycleboutique.co.nz.
Kia ora, this is Geneva and Sam Smith. This is our Laneway special.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anniversary albums.
Yeah. And right now we're going to look at Nao. And Nao, she's from the UK, and she released her debut album last year for All We Know, which was, again, a great new release from 2016. And to me, she's one of the leading new lights in R&B and soul and is really pushing the genre in new and interesting directions. She started life as a jazz student and also as a backing vocalist before becoming a solo artist. And her style is a bit of a fusion between sort of 90s R&B and soul, but also electronic hip-hop beats as well. So she combines those two quite well. She actually herself coined the phrase wonky funk to describe her style of music.
Wonky funk.
Wonky funk, yeah. And I describe her voice as a cross between Diana Ross and Grimes. It's quite a high sort of voice, but very interesting and very unique. And her debut album was met with great reviews, and she's actually been nominated for Best Female Solo Artist at the Brit Awards this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, so yeah, hopefully she goes well there.
Good luck.
She'll be playing at 6:50 at the Thunderdome, and I'm pretty sure her set's going to go off. I watched some of her shows on YouTube, and she's a very, very good live performer. So we're going to play a track off her debut album, For All We Know. This is a track called Trophy, featuring AK Paul.
Change your mind.
I was scared that there was going to be a new song starting. Yeah. I was like, is that a new song?
Fade into the next track.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
No. Oh. That's Nao. Yeah, yeah, so I look forward to her at 6:50 at the Thunder Dome. And also, just incidentally, the gates open in 34 minutes.
34 minutes,
just
everyone.
Just ticked over. So 34 minutes. Get on down.
Get ready.
We're going to finish Anniversary Album Special today with one of the headline hip-hop act on the bill, Mick Jenkins. And Laneway have been really good at introducing people to new and upcoming hip-hop artists over the years. And Mick Jenkins is just another one of those. He is part of the growing Chicago hip-hop scene, which is just bursting with talent at the moment. You think Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa, No Name, just to name a few. And he's only been around 5 or so years as well, but he's very prolific in terms of releases. He's already released 4 mixtapes, 1 EP, and his debut album last year, The Healing Component.
Gosh, he's been busy.
He's a busy boy.
Busy.
Yeah, and he's also featured and collaborated with a lot of other artists, including Bad Bad Not Good on their album last year. His style is quite unique. It's almost like, to me, hip-hop fusion. So it incorporates R&B and soul and also experimental kind of sounds, a bit of jazz. And I think this is probably in part due to sort of the feature artist he collaborates with, but also his quite deep voice, which is quite unique these days for a hip-hop artist to have quite a deep bass-style voice. But he's also got a good falsetto on him as well. And he's playing at the Thunderdome at 8 o'clock. And you can also catch on our website an interview Lily did with him last week, which is a very good interview. He seems like a really nice guy.
Mm.
And we're going to play a track he did actually collab with, Bad Bad Not Good, on their album last year, 4. So this is the track he featured on that album. This is High Sip of Love.
Great.
Real gold gets stole by design. That shit in your mind. Off a nigga head for these niggas and these dimes. Niggas ticking with the time, getting crippled by the crimes. Niggas say yo.
I heard your plug was dry, and I think I got what you need. I might be your guy. Nah, this ain't no weed. Different type of high. Got it for the free.
Never needed no dollars to prove worth or a slap in the face before I could move first. On a nigga these days you lose worse when you slipping. We came the truth, purged in the hyssop of love. These niggas talk bread but they missing the blood. Like they crippin', much like Krillin, how they disc could destruct. Rebuilding the ashes, cashes. With the training underwater with the passion, traction. Started gaining some muscle. Let me tell you, it actually started raining in shows. Wasn't moving no O's, but it's a symbol of hustle. Spreading love is an intricate puzzle. A hater have you strung out and addicted to struggle.
I'm on this love as of late. Smoking bud, praying to the one above. I've been thinking about this love as of late. Yeah. Like a drug, you won't ever get enough. I've been feeling like a plug as of late. That'll push that feeling, and I'm that guy.
I heard your blood was dry. I heard your blood was dry, and I think I got what you need. I might be your guy. No, this ain't no weed, different type of high.
And this flow is clearly inspired by the love below the TV. Shot ain't coming out my mama's speaker box. I know she see me vibing. We would speak about the way the world would try to keep me silent, keep me violent. Claim to keep the peace and then assassinate the peacemakers. We puff peep types and anticipate. No, you can't get security blankets where we from. Niggas been tasting money, pussy in prison, but never had freedom a day in his life. I think that I remember. Probably tastes like Kendrick. It's sweet. I'm in my stride. It's mid-December in these fucking walking boots. I'm in the John Hancock. It's everything the Southside constitutes. It's lateral, but we in a different longitude. So we never arrive at the same point. Trees stay in the truth, so I ain't never smoke the same joint twice.
Love as late. Smoking bud, praying to the one above. I've been thinking about his love as late. Like a drug, you won't ever get enough. I've been feeling like a plug as late. And I ain't saying it's the same kind of high. I'm trying to feel good, and you looking for a push it out of push. That feeling, and I'm that guy.
Thank you.
Welcome back from outer space.
Space vibes.
Space vibes. Thank you very much, Sam. That was
pleasure.
Cool.
No worries. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, so this was the anniversary album's Laneway segment for 2017. I hope you enjoy your time at the festival, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully you too as well. And our listeners going, have fun.
Yeah, I hope you all have fun. And wear sunscreen. It's a really hot day today.
Yeah, and there's free water, so fill up.
We've got caps on that say stuff. My cap says Sizzler. What does your cap say?
My cap is a Chicago Bulls cap. Keeping it 90s.
Yeah, that's cool.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, my flatmate gave me my cap.
I'm a 90s baby.
Yeah, get a cap on you.
Yeah. They'll be selling Laneway caps, so...
Oh, yeah, and we've also got a BFM merch tent.
We do.
So come visit us.
They'll probably have BFM caps for sale, too.
Yeah, they've probably got caps down there. So, yeah.
Cool.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.